أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا عرفتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم إن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين. ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that returning from Arafat, then we should engage in dhikr in Muzdalifah, and all the ibadat and all the rules pertaining to Muzdalifah were mentioned. Further now, Allah Ta'ala explains one other wrong practice of the Quraysh, who believed that they were the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they used to make Hajj, and they believed that they were making Hajj according to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. But they had brought lot of changes in that, and Allah Ta'ala now is correcting it for the future, for permanent, that make the Hajj as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam made Hajj, and not remove all the changes that you make. The change here Allah Ta'ala is referring to the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, regarded themselves as Ahlullah. They are the people of Allah because they are Ahle Haram. They are living in the Haram. They are the chosen people who are living in the Haram of Makkah, and therefore they are the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala. Arafat is out of the Haram, out of the boundaries of the Haram. Muzdalifah is in the boundaries of the Haram. So they should just go to Muzdalifah, and they said, we are Ahlullah, we are Ahle Makkah, we are Ahle Haram, so we won't go out of the boundaries of the Haram, so we won't go to Arafat. So they were not going to Arafat, and Hajj actually is Arafah. Al-Hajju Al-Arafah. Even if a person is unconscious and is in Arafat even for one moment during the required time, his Hajj will be made. But they did not go to Arafat, they just stayed in Muzdalifah. So Allah Ta'ala says that this is a wrong practice of theirs, and that must be corrected, and all people, there are no exceptions. All people must go to Arafat for their Hajj. And in fact, without Arafat, Hajj is not made. And if everything else is not left out, there will be dam, etc. But if a person is in Arafat, his Hajj will be made. So Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَفِيدُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَادُ النَّاسِ. پھر تواف کے لئے پھیرو جہاں سے سب لوگ پھیرے. Then turn back again and come back again from where all the people return. That is, all the people are in Arafat, even the people of Makkah who call themselves very wrongly Ahlullah. They were idol worshippers, but they call themselves, they are the people of Allah. They are Ahlullah. From there is a great lesson for us also, that we call ourselves Muslims, Mu'mineen, but we have to actually see what our beliefs are. Just by us satisfying ourselves and thinking we are Muslims is not sufficient. Just that our names are Muslim names, etc., our Iman is the most important. Even us performing Salat, that also doesn't qualify us as believers. Our Iman must be correct. Like the people of Makkah calling themselves Ahlullah, Ahle Makkah, and regarded themselves superior than all other people, but they had no Iman also, and they were doing all the wrong things also. According to the recitation of Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahmatullah alayh, his recitation is, ثُمَّ أَفِيدُ مِنْ حَيْضُ أَفَادُ النَّاسِ. Annas, that is our common recitation. Nasi is referring to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, that he is the first person who forgot, and therefore he ate of the forbidden fruit. So it is him. So in other words, even Adam alayhi salatu wassalam went to Arafat, and from Arafat he came to Muzdalifah. His Hajj was also of that type, and Ibrahim alayhi salam's Hajj was also of that type. Wastaghfirullah. اور مغفرت چاہو اللہ سے. And seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala of all the errors and wrongs that we have done. A person is very fortunate if he is blessed with tawbah and istighfar. That person on the day of Qiyamah, whose record of deeds are filled with tawbah and istighfar, will be among the very fortunate people. And when we do make mistakes, and we are humans, and yeah, according to the narration, a recitation of Sa'id ibn Jubayr, referring to Adam a.s. is An-Nasi, the one who has forgotten. We also forget and make lot of mistakes. So we should engage in lot of tawbah and istighfar. And any wrong that we were doing, when somebody points it out to us, we should accept it and then make tawbah and istighfar and correct ourselves. In that way, a person will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala, he will be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will give him great position. But when we don't make istighfar, and we are stubborn, and we don't want to accept our mistakes, and we don't make istighfar, that person is in a very dangerous condition. Inna Allaha Ghafurur Rahim. Beshak Allah Ta'ala bakhshne wala hai, meherban. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving. That is, over and over, a person can make the same guna 100 times a day. He asks for his tawbah for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Allah will never say, you are that just now you made the sin, again you are repeating it. We are such that even with our children, our students, we say, how much must I forgive you? You're making this mistake the same time over and over. But by Allah Ta'ala, as long as a person asks for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. And as long as he asks for forgiveness, then that guna is wiped out also. It isn't even on record. So a person should always make istighfar and ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is that being that he does not only forgive, but after forgiving, he is Rahim also. He showers you with his favors also. Yeah, if somebody, our children, our students, our workers make mistakes, the most we will forgive them. If a worker made a mistake and he asks for forgiveness and we forgive him, we won't tell him, okay, now I'm giving you 200 rand for that. I'm giving you 1,000 rand that you asked for forgiveness. The most we'll do is forgive. That is, if we forgive. But after Allah forgives, Allah is Rahim, he showers his mercies on that person also. He makes him his favorite. At-ta'ibu Habibullah. The person who makes tawbah is the Habib, is the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is so merciful. So whether it was the Quraysh who were making this mistake, and they correct themselves, and they ask for forgiveness, Allah will shower his mercies upon them also. We also, whatever mistakes we are making, and we ask for forgiveness, and we beg of Allah, Allah will forgive, and after that, Allah Ta'ala will shower his mercies also on them. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is Ghafurul Wadud, he who forgives. And why does Allah forgive so much? Why does Allah over and over forgive? Because Allah loves his creation. Who you love very dearly, he makes a mistake and he asks for forgiveness, you forgive that person readily because he is beloved to you. If it is somebody who you don't like, then you won't forgive that person. But who you love, you will forgive that person readily. So Allah loves his creation. Whenever a person can be a kafir, a mushrik of 100 years, but he makes tawbah and istighfar and he asks for forgiveness, 100 years of kufr, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. A person who was an enemy of Islam, enemy of Allah, enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he asks for forgiveness, he makes tawbah and asks for forgiveness, Allah forgives such a person also. And such people like Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan, she was an arch enemy of Islam and of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan himself was a very strong enemy of Islam. But when they made Tawbah and they accepted Islam, all the gunas were forgiven by them. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu actually went with his naked sword to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah ta'ala, when he made Tawbah and he accepted Islam, he became the great Khalifa of Islam also. So whatever gunas a person has committed, a person should ask for forgiveness. So yeah, the Quraysh had this wrong which they were doing. Allah Ta'ala is guiding them and encouraging them to make istighfar, reminding them that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. The lesson we should take, that whatever mistakes we are making in our deen, we should also check them, make tawbah, istighfar, and of course this is to be done before we die. And nobody knows when he's going to die. So we make tawbah and istighfar, we will find Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, or oft forgiving, over and over Allah forgives. Not just at one time or at a certain time, as long as you ask forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives. May Allah guide us to righteousness, appreciate our deen and correct our lives, and ask for forgiveness for all the wrongs that we are doing. Wa akhiru da'wana. All right.